The S&D Podcast Channel, the perfect channel for any style of podcast. We have all different pop culture style podcasts for all of your listening needs. If you would like to start a podcast, you can reach us at sndpodcast@gmail.com. We are always looking for new podcasts to add to our channel, and the topic could be anything you want. So contact us now. Episode 368, S&D Podcast Show. What's going on, Danny?
Not much. How's it going? Football is in full swing. Since our game was on Thursday, we got to watch Red Zone all day Sunday. I was telling our friend.
Loved watching Saturday night football, too, Daniel.
Yeah. Green jerseys. Yeah, those stupid green jerseys. It was a bush all over the game. But I took Notre Dame -3.5, so I won. So, grand scheme of things. Yay, me.
Can I just state this for the record? And I texted this to Rosen. I don't care where we draft next year. If we're looking for a position, I want any receiver from Ohio State.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure. I know we need guards, but you can get those later on.
Yeah.
And I know we're not going to be – there's going to be teams worse than us that we're not going to be probably Marvin Harrison Jr. eligible. But for the love of God, give me a receiver from there or even one of the Florida State guys right now. Schools that I want a receiver from.
Yeah, for sure. And what I was getting at was watching Red Zone all day Sunday. There's only three or four teams in the whole entire league that you're like, oh my God, yes, this team is, those four teams are better, literally better than any other team. And then the rest of the league is just pure garbage. So,
but my question to you on that is, does Miami and the Chiefs count based on their opponents?
I mean, I'll give you Chiefs, but when you drop 70 on literally anybody, it's 70
you
points.
You saw the first Tyreek touchdown.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, when you're dropping 70 on an NFL team and it's like watching week one of college football and it's just like, oh, well.
It's like that second, the week before Thanksgiving when Alabama's playing Eastern Kentucky.
Right.
State University Community College.
And they're 58-point favorites, and they cover 72-3. Yeah. That was that type of game. And it's like, woo.
The crazy was the storylines going into it. One, I never knew that McDaniels called Denver and said, hey, can I interview? You need a head coach.
I didn't know that part. I knew about him being the ball boy.
I knew he was the ball boy, but like he's from there. He wanted to work for them. He wanted to be a head coach, and he called them.
Yeah.
So it's like, wait a minute. Okay, so you called them, and they said, no, go away. So that's strike one. Last year, Sean Payton's on TV saying how two is a bum.
Yeah, well, not so much. And then he was a dickhead after the press in the post-game press conference.
Tua or Payton?
Payton. He was very testy, obviously, as you would think. But he's like, yeah, who are you? Your team just dropped. Lost the game 70-20. Like, all right, drop the tough guy act. You know what I mean?
And Russell Wilson is not Drew Brees.
Yeah. So
it's time for him to realize that.
But then again, it was when your defense gives up 70 points, it doesn't matter how good or bad your quarterback is. They still scored 20 points. So, I don't know. Then
the right side, they play each other this week and we get another Red Zone day, so we get to see all their highlights.
Right. So it's gonna be interesting to see, like, all right, can the league be this bad again? And then there's obviously the Bills, they killed Washington. The Cardinals, obviously they're not good.
The Bills have, I think, when you saw the Red Zone of that game.
Right.
My opinion was Washington was better than that outcome. Washington played better than the outcome.
Right, and Howell also threw four picks, which is obviously backbreaking.
Again, it's still a young quarterback type of situation. Right. He's played well enough this year where you may start thinking, like, okay, maybe we have a guy.
I have a friend down in D.C. He was a big Washington podcaster. I talk to him on the regular now because he's become a good friend of mine. And he's all on board of Howell. And I'm like, all right, cool. I take his word. And then, unfortunately, Sunday happened, but he still has the potential to be good. So, and especially with Bieniemy.
Okay, so I was looking this up real quick. We were talking about the Broncos a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we mentioned the other team, that the wonderful matchup that they get to play this week.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yep.
Of them and the Bears in Denver, by the way. Now, both teams gave up over 40 points. Granted, one of them gave up 70. Besides fact, over-under is 46.
I mean,
can those teams hit 46 points combined? You know what the funny thing is I think that that's going to be a hit on the over.
Yeah, watch that be a hit because...
So bad. The offenses should be able to put up points, right?
Right, you would think. This is going to be a tease, and you're just like, oh, boy. You're going to have to sweat this one out all game. So, I mean, if Fields shows up and runs the ball like they're supposed to, it could happen.
That's going to be a bad one.
But yeah, there were other games... That'll be the game. That'll be the game that Red Zone shows like once the whole game.
That'll be the game that the whole game is in the Red Zone, so it's going to be the only game you see.
Yeah.
That's
do we be the do we get the Dolphins Dolphins Bills?
Yes.
Okay. That'll be the game. That'll be a game that I'm going to really like. All right, I don't really need to watch Red Zone. I'm going to have that on.
We are getting Dolphins. Sorry, I'm streaming the. Islander preseason game is streamed only through the Islander site, so I'm streaming it on my TV. So okay. I can't go through the guide like I usually would. Let's see. It's actually easier on the phone. Sunday. Sunday we have Dolphins Bills at 1.
Oh yeah.
With Washington Philly at 1.
Yeah.
And then at 4, we get
Pats Cowboys. Yep. Okay. Yeah, so this was as bad as last weekend's games were, it's as good as this week. And we got the Cowboys pissed.
If you turned on Fox at halftime, then it turned into a football game in Green Bay.
Right. Fair point.
So
what was the song I wrote to Vin? I sent to Vin. What did I do?
I don't know. They're all making hearts in the locker room in the post game.
Oh, I did Rihanna Found Love. We Found Love.
Did you see?
And then I got of... back. Hold on. And then at. Oh, that's funny. And then he wrote back. The Power of Love at 4:09.
Here's a little fun Jordan Love statistic for you. 31.5% of Jordan Love's throws this season have been uncatchable.
There you go.
Which means nobody is catching his throws.
Yeah.
So. Oh, and here's another good one that I found today. We were talking about Justin Fields for a minute. He has 5 total wins in his NFL career.
That's right.
Okay. Quarterbacks with 5 or more in that since he's been drafted.
Oh, no.
Cooper Rush.
Okay.
Davis Mills.
Okay, yep.
Marcus Mariota.
Oh.
Jameis.
Mm-hmm.
Jameis has 6. Jacoby Brissett has 6. Teddy Bridgewater has 7. Zach Wilson has 8. Sam Darnold has 8.
Rough company.
Andy Dalton and Ben Roethlisberger both have 9.
Wow. That's rough. And then and that was, and Roethlisberger was his rookie year too.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure he retired at the end of that rookie year.
Yeah. That's rough.
So, the key is, and they're saying it on the Barstool podcast, I saw a video clip of, you got to clean house, right? If you're going to go new quarterback, you just clean house and start everything fresh.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Like, you need a new coach. No question about it. And you need a new GM. But what do you do with Fields?
I mean,
do you bite the bullet and just
the way they're going, they're going to have to bite the bullet. Because is Williams a better prospect? That's really what boils it down, is will he be a better prospect?
They have one more year with Fields. Listen, you could bring someone in and say, here you go. Fight for it. Losers, if you lose, you're getting cut. If not, you have a rookie behind you.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, is it unfortunate because Fields was such a good quarterback in Ohio State, which we all know they, for whatever reason,
don't. Oh, I had that stat too, and I don't know where that one went. Since 2000, like, there hasn't been an Ohio State quarterback over 500 ever in the NFL.
That's rough.
And they've had some really good guys.
Yeah, they were all obviously good in college.
But that's always the thing. Like, can you develop, you know, right, in college? Did I save that picture somewhere? No, I don't have that one anymore. I don't know what happened to it. But yeah, it was like some crazy stat, and it was like all of these guys just never made it.
Yeah.
And the best out of all of them that could have turned into something was Braxton Miller, who converted to wide receiver.
Yeah. And then also Stroud, as of the first 2-3 games.
You got to give Stroud time. I mean, he has a win now.
He at least looks competent compared to the other ones right away, and we all knew right away that they all stunk.
I said in our preview show that I think the Texans are going to be a better playing team. The record may not show it, but I thought they were going to be a better rounded team.
That's fair.
Than people were expecting them to be. And it's the same thing so far with Arizona.
Right. Well, yeah, as we saw 2 weeks ago with us, it took us an epic comeback. And then the way they played against the Cowboys last week is like, okay, that's good for them type of thing. So,
Shanghai, 200 strikeouts.
All right. One of the few bright spots of the season.
Ben and I talked today how we were going to sign Seth Lugo in the offseason to finally be our starter, because, you know, all those years of him in the bullpen when we needed starter help and we never thought, hey, maybe the guy who's a starter should be a starter. What else around the league happened that we missed? What else? So, Cardinals lost. I don't know if they're going to blame the flu. I don't know if you want to blame the flu for Hurts. I feel like Philly hasn't looked like
as dominant
as they were last year.
I think with the combination of the new coordinators, but they're so damn good that they're able to overcome it. And obviously 2 weeks ago on Thursday night against the Vikings, they forced 4 fumbles. So they're doing enough to make it look like they're doing fine. You know what I mean? And they're figuring out the formula is, okay, either AJ Brown or Devontae have a good game and we'll just run the ball. And then obviously that QB sneak, that they're the only team real, everybody else is doing it, but
do you think it gets banned?
No, because it's
there were TV guys being like, they need to ban that, they need to ban this, they need to ban that. Yeah, you think that the push play needs to be banned?
No, because it's a just your normal QB sneak, and we've seen it. They're just perfecting it, and that Hurts is that animal that squat presses like 800 pounds, so you're not stopping them, you know what I mean? So it's just one of those glitches that it's legal. Just you can't stop it. and you
could put 11 guys on the line. And so
I had Hurts anytime touchdown. And then once I saw Swift end at the one, I was like, all right, I got my money. I got money. So it's like one of those things.
Like you said, you're seeing other teams. We've done it. Giants did it.
Yeah.
So you're seeing other teams adapt it and use it. I mean, that's exactly what they do. It's the same thing with the Wildcat. Teams adapted to it and just started taking it on. So, who else looked? Did you watch? I'll tell you this, what I did see. Notice what I did watch of that game Monday night. They got an absolute steal at 9 in Carter.
But we all
knew it, but like now you're actually watching it.
Dude was making plays 10 yards down the field and he's like 500 pounds. It's just like, yep. But like, unfortunate circumstances were the reason why he fell to 9 because he was arguably the best player in the whole draft. And we all knew that. So.
Right. He could have been the first. Not that the Texans took that other defensive player who's played well. But, like, no one's talking about him like this guy. Because, again, this guy was supposed to be that number one guy. What was the trade that got that guy to – that got them 9?
They made so many good trades that it's just – I don't know.
So, multiple trades. So, this was part of the Chicago moving back trade. Okay. Chicago, this was nine was Carolina's original pick. Chicago went to 9. And they swapped 9 and 10. And also, they got also fourth rounders in next year's draft. Is what Chicago and Philly trade. Oh, they were. This was the, and the 10 pick was originally the Saints trade from a couple years back. Just a bunch of draft picks traded with Philly. But yeah, Chicago moved back one spot so that they could draft an offensive tackle.
It's rough. It's rough.
Howie's got to be the arguably the best GM in football.
Right now, yes, without a doubt. It's just they found ways and their players are just like, you wouldn't even think this guy is gonna be coming through, and then he's a key contributor on your main defense that got to the Super Bowl, making big plays. So it's the culture there right now, and it sucks for us to having to like just sit here and take it type of thing, but you got to give them their credit. And with my other podcast, our co-host Deb is a big Eagle fan. So it's just like, I text her in the group chat. I'm like, oh, it must be so bad to be an Eagles fan. It's just like, oh, cause it was funny. Cause she lives in Cali, California. So she was still driving when the game started. And I texted her, another slow start. Cause it was when Hurts threw a pick. And then the next play, they score a touchdown. I'm like, oh, never mind. Game's back on.
So I mentioned Sanghai with 200 strikeouts.
Right.
He only needs 76 more in the game tonight to tie Dwight Gooden for the Met rookie record.
Yeah.
strikeouts. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But yeah, good for him in his rookie year. It'll be interesting to see where he lands in voting wise for things.
Yeah, I mean, as you can see,
Jake's been on worse teams and won Cy Youngs for this team.
Right. And then I think Snell has it won, though.
For Cy Young, yeah, but I'm thinking, what about Rookie of the Year?
Well, yeah, he should definitely. Well, it's really going to be Carbon. I mean, that's the pitcher from the Brewers, but the player from the D-backs.
He fell off.
He fell off that badly.
I don't know if you remember. Carbon Carroll is the one you're thinking
of. Yeah, Carroll, yeah.
But do you remember in July when the Mets were in Arizona, his arm fell off?
Yeah, okay.
He kind of fell off after that.
Okay. So maybe, I mean, we all know.
285, 25 homers, still a solid season, but still, like I said, he fell off after.
Still the funniest is Snacks getting Garrett Cole right for Cy Young when it was 100% a spite pick.
He did not want to take him.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
So are we. There's one more, two more shitty match, another shitty matchup this week, by the way.
Yeah.
I want to see, did you expect the Panthers and Vikings to be such an 0-3 versus 0-3 matchup this season?
No, because I still think the Vikings are decent. It's just them falling into bad luck type of thing.
They can't protect the ball, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. And they don't have that running game yet until Akers comes along soon.
Which I think they said he's probably getting on the field this week.
Makes sense. I mean, I have Kirk Cousins in one of my fantasy leagues, and I absolutely love it because they're down every week. So they're just throwing the ball to Jefferson, and then Addison's making big plays.
Yeah, but I have him in the league, in my league, right? Yeah. And I remember literally we get in the car. It was like 1:30 to go to the home opener. And I looked at the team, and we're halfway down Cross Island. And I'm like, oh, great. Kirk Cousins already has two fumble losses, and it's only 1:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the problem.
I was like, you have to be kidding.
Yeah. For the last 2 weeks, he's gotten me over 40 points. So, and then 1 week, thankfully, Daniel Jones had that big comeback against Arizona. That would have sucked. Yeah, chilling on my bench. But Daniel Jones had just as good of a game. So I got bailed out with that. No.
Robert Salas has said that we all acknowledge Zach Wilson needs to play better.
No kidding. This guy stinks. He stinks.
When 90-year-old quarterbacks are telling your franchise that this guy stinks, not saying I really don't
know. I mean,
John Namath is, but.
Yeah, 80. I mean.
Sorry, he's 80.
It's bad. Like, we knew he was bad. And
this is your year where you have no excuse. There's literally no excuse.
Thanks.
They literally built the team for you.
Right.
To be successful. Well, they built it for Rodgers to be successful, but it's like it's built to where a half decent quarterback should be able to
make it happen. I mean, just watching some of that game, it's just like, if you have any sort of awareness and just make a couple plays, they would have won this game. Like, literally any sort of competent quarterback playing Sunday against the Patriots, they would have won. And it's just like, nope. So, it's unfortunate. Trevor Siemian's going to be there backing him up, teaching him how to play. So, we'll probably be seeing him probably against us at this rate. So,
against us, he should be there way before. Thank you.
I mean, you're right, but
a little bit back to who they're playing. Did you see? Let me get it up so I could show it on the screen. Did you see this meme? This was my favorite meme.
Okay. Oh yes, yeah, I tore all them. Yeah.
All I kept waiting for was seeing Jackson Mahomes in that.
I'm really shocked that he didn't try to get a picture with them or any sort of publicity with them together. I'm really shocked about that.
There was nothing. I think it was more. Well, did you see all the videos of like the garbage cans being taken out?
Oh, the popcorn. Yeah.
The popcorn thing, and then there was a fridge, unplugged fridge that they were carrying through the parking lot, and they were like, "Oh, Swift must be in there to hide." In fairness, nobody knew she was there until she was in the booth. How she got up there is.
Oh I don't know. She must have had the Bobby Valentine glasses and nose mustache.
There's no way anybody would be able to. There's no way that would even work. I think she's past that point of that
working. No, I know. I was being funny. Yeah, I don't know. It is what it is. Like, I don't hate her. I don't. That's cool for them. It was kind of crazy that all the stats of like Travis Kelce's follows on Instagram and then his jersey sales went up 400%. So that was pretty nuts. And I would assume he's a top 10 jersey to begin with. So that's even crazier to think about. Right. He's definitely a top 15 jersey at least.
Well, at least his jersey was able to get bought. Unlike Josh
Dobbs. Josh Dobbs, yeah. That was a funny video.
I mean, I understand if it's not in the system like he went into because like he got there the week before the season started.
Right.
But like, you know, that should be an easy fix. You would think.
Right. That should be an easy, all right, uploaded the new roster daily/weekly type of thing.
Even just like, oh, this is going to be our roster for the season. That's cool. He was on the team when they traded for him before they made the final cuts.
Right.
So it was like, what are we doing here, guys?
For sure.
They said Saturday morning, they guaranteed he'd be in there.
Yep.
The Cardinals released a statement. All right, let's get to picks. Let's get to picks. Oi, 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 oi.
I'm going Lions. This is...
How is the spread only this, is the question.
I think it's just giving them the respect that it's at Green Bay, and the Green Bay came back and won last week.
And also, everybody's out again for Green Bay.
Yeah. So
Jones may play, I think they said, right?
Oh, I didn't read. I think so. I've been seeing things that he would play. This is the first London game. And
first
I think...
coffee and bagel game of the year.
And it's Toy Story game, so I might have to watch that. I might have to watch that to get my son into football. But yeah, the Jaguars have been playing completely like crap. I'm going Falcons.
I don't understand what's going on. I think this is going to be the game. I'm going Jaguars with this one.
They wake up. I could see.
They're going to wake up. They're going home to London. They're getting a home game. Because, you know, they play there all the time. Mm-hmm. So, they're going to feel the most comfortable there. But then again, Atlanta's been there, like, every year, it feels like, since also.
Yeah. They're one of those teams. The real test for them is going to be next week, being in London for 2 weeks.
Atlanta or Jacksonville?
Jacksonville. Yeah.
Well, didn't the guy build, doesn't he own one of those soccer teams?
Yeah. No, I mean, they're living in the lap of luxury, but being in London for 2 weeks seems like a different culture shock in terms of like timing and everything. But they're pro football players, so. I'm going Dolphins.
Who won the one in Buffalo last year?
The regular season game or the playoff game?
I know Miami won the game in Miami.
Yeah, I think Buffalo won both because that one was the snow game on that Saturday night 2 weeks before the season
playoff
ended.
Game.
No. They played twice. Like, they had that Saturday when it snowed in Buffalo, like, 2 weeks before the season ended. And then they lost
And this game's in Buffalo, right?
Yeah. And then they lost by 3 in the playoff game, with the game that Tua didn't play. Their third-string quarterback played.
It's hard to go against the Dolphin offense right now.
Yeah, I'm going Dolphins. I'm just riding it out.
I'm going to take Buffalo at home.
That's fair.
I think they had that wake-up win. They needed that win against Washington to kind of get them rolling.
That's fair. So. I think I'm going to go Bears.
I can't believe this is a 3.5. There's actually a spread in this game. I would expect no spread.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go Dolphins. I'm going to go Broncos. We're going to make this different.
Okay. I'm going Bears. I'm going
Atlanta, Baltimore, and Cleveland.
I'm going Cleveland. Baltimore showed me absolutely nothing against the Colts, and they're very banged up as well.
Justin Tucker missing chip shots for him from 60 yards.
Right? Yo hum.
The guy makes those in his
and
sleep.
And then the refs blowing a pass interference call that would have gotten Tucker.
What's the OBJ update on this week?
I didn't look.
Hasn't seen anything yet?
Yeah.
I like the way Cleveland's been playing.
Yeah, I'm going Cleveland. Their defense is really good this year. I'm going Bengals. The Titans have showed me nothing.
I mean, the Bengals really didn't do anything, but at least they woke up a little bit.
They woke up. They showed a pulse last night, two nights ago. I'm going Rams.
Yeah, even if he plays, Darnold will just run through their line.
Yeah.
I'm going Bucks.
I'm going Bucks too. That's a big spread. You can't trust Jameis yet.
I don't trust Jameis, and I love the way the Bucks have been playing.
Right, and I don't trust Jameis, and I don't know how many carries is Alvin going to get coming back.
Right, you don't know what kind of shape he's in. Whew, that's a big spread.
That's a very big spread, and they beat them last year on a Thursday night, or was it a Monday night? I don't remember.
Not only that, like we mentioned earlier, the Eagles seem to be playing.
Yeah, it is a divisional game. I'm going.
You know, this is their only 1 o'clock game this season.
Sounds about right.
They mentioned it on the podcast. I was like, what the
See, that's annoying. I'm going Eagles.
This is going to be one that bites me, but I'm going to take them to cover. Yeah. The Eagles are going to win the game.
Right. This will definitely be a backdoor cover.
This has Eagles having a pick six with 1.5 minutes left, up 4 points, written all over it.
Oh, for sure.
I'm going to take Minnesota here.
Yeah, they're finally getting off the schneid. But Andy Dalton looked really good.
They're saying, what's his name? And Lindor has hit 30. 30-30 for Lindor.
Good for him.
What's his name? They said, what's his name? Could be playing this week. They said he was working out on the ankle today.
What the hell's his name? Young.
Yeah, Bryce. Another school who doesn't produce quarterbacks greatly.
Yeah, another one. Well, Tua.
And let's see him get hit.
Okay. Steelers, Texans. I'm going Steelers.
I can't believe the Steelers are 2-1. They do not come off.
I'm going Texans. I'm going Texans.
I just like the way that it's also JJ Watt day.
Oh, is it? Okay, so Texans.
I mean, TJ's probably gonna have 6 sacks just to honor his brother. But
fair.
The fact that they're only putting him in the Ring of Honor, like, that guy deserves a statue in the building, outside the building.
Oh, I'm sure that will come when he gets in the Hall of Fame.
Like, I guarantee you, never wear a 99 again in Houston.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, if it wasn't for them, the Texans probably wouldn't even be in Houston anymore.
Well, that is a big football community. I'm going Raiders. I'm going Raiders. The Chargers can't beat anybody that much.
Yeah, but the Raiders are just as bad.
Yeah, well, their coach kicking field goals when they're down 8 with 4 minutes left in the game.
Well, they don't have a good coach, so that's besides the fact.
Yeah, I don't know. Divisional game, home game for the Raiders.
He was also going to punt down 8 originally, right. And then there was an offsides.
Right.
That got a first down, so.
It's a Raiders home game, so I'm going Raiders. Everybody, every Raider fan is going to be there for that game. Cowboys wake up this week and get very angry and take it out on New England.
I can see it. Oof.
They're
gonna cover.
Yeah.
They're covering. The Chiefs are covering.
Yeah.
We're favored.
Yeah, they're because we're the home team. MetLife Stadium rocking. This is our this is going to be our, can this season not be 2017?
It literally just said $43 to get in the building. Okay. 47 and a half. Have they watched our offense?
Yeah, like, I saw that today. I was like, oh boy.
All right, we're gonna win, but it's gonna be like 36.
Yeah, we need to win. We don't win, we're not. It's going to be a very long season. Okay. You said 36. I'll say 35.
We are at the top of our board, right? I believe.
Yeah, I was.
It's close.
I was up by one game. Yeah.
Yeah. So. That should be fun, but at least we get another red zone day.
And then in 2 weeks we have a red zone for Sunday night in Buffalo, where we wear our color rush jerseys.
Who do we play in between? Oh,
Miami. Yeah.
We have to go watch Tyreek and stand in the end zone. Got it.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
I still can't believe that backfired on me.
Yeah.
Letting him walk and then Rosen picking him one.
Yeah, that backfired. It happens. That's like me not doing Diggs instead of Cup. So.
Oh. You didn't expect Cup to get hurt.
Yeah, so. Same ballpark.
So, before we do end this night, we have to give 2 congratulations to a couple of Major League Baseball people ending their careers this week. Terry Francona.
Right.
Hanging it up, finishing it up with Cleveland. Definitely did they put managers in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
He should be in.
Well, yeah, for the Red Sox alone.
He wasn't on the 16. He wasn't the 16 Cubs manager, was he?
No, he was on the Indians. He was on the 16.
That's what I meant. The Indians. He was on the Indians. So he did bring them to the World Series that year.
Right.
He was a rain delay away from possibly winning a World Series ring there, too.
Right.
And, of course, the great Miguel Cabrera.
Yeah, he hit a home run today. So 511 home runs. More than likely his last home run of his career.
I know, I don't know what Wainwright is doing, but he hit 200 wins. So screw you, Adam Wainwright, but congratulations on 200 wins.
Yeah.
Well, see that. Even though you're a dick for not retiring with the other guys like you were supposed to last year.
Yeah. Yeah, that was weird. Didn't want to hang it up.
Pujols literally played an extra year just to retire with you in St. Louis. What a dick. With that being said, enjoy the football this weekend, everybody. Michigan, Nebraska, 3:30. Busting with the boys bowl.
Oh boy.
You have a big game this week.
Do we?
Duke.
Oh. I've been kinda hot on my parlays, college parlays. So
at Duke.
Oh, okay.
Is Duke gonna wear their blacks, the black jerseys, because it's a night game?
Oh, it's a night game? I mean, that would be a good time to whip them out.
Doesn't look like it. According to their flyer for the game, it looks like they're wearing white.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and game day is there too, so.
Oh, okay.
Of course, he'll either put on the green hat or he will on the blue devil.
Yeah, so.
Remember, it's a football school, so it's okay. With that being said, anything else, buddy?
No, I'll see you guys next week.
Have a good week, everybody.